Hallelujah to the newborn King. Amen. Jesus. What a beautiful, what a wonderful, what an amazing child. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God for this Sunday morning, this Sunday before Easter. Hallelujah. This Sunday before Christmas. We praise God. You know, Christmas and Easter belong to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Truly, we are thankful for today. We're thankful for those that are able to meet us on Facebook. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have our person back that is here, Brother Rod. He's got us on right. Amen. Amen. We're going to keep learning how to do it right. So in his absence, we can still show what we are doing here on Jefferson to bless the name of the Lord. Truly, God is good, and we're just so thankful for our Bread of Heaven family that are here. We're thankful for those that are traveling. Hallelujah, praying that they are also watching and being here at Bread of Heaven, even in their absence in our space. They are here in their mind and thought and spirit. So we're just thanking God for that. We want to remind everyone, you know, this is a great thing. We're about to go into 25 in just a little bit. Amen. So get ready, get ready. Continue to bless in the Lord and praising him, for truly he's worthy. He's worthy, and remembering that this season is for our Lord. Amen. Enjoy your family. Oh, enjoy your family. Forgive those that need to be forgiven. Hallelujah. Bless people. I got pulled over this morning on the way in. I was on two wheels flying to get here. Stopped at the bank, just had too much going on, and I said, oh, the police pulled up, lights just flying. I said, oh, of all days, I'm already late, here come the police. He was so sweet. I told him, I said, I'm right down the street, it's my church, because we were right on the corner, and I said, I'm late, I'm trying to get there. He said, you got to get there at 9:30. I said, yes, sir. He said, well, I'm not going to hold you, because I'm not going to give you a ticket. I'm not accustomed to giving a ticket during the Christmas season. I said, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I said, I was going just a little bit too fast. So I praise God that he kept me, even in my fastness, and that I didn't get a ticket, and the Lord got us here in time to sing and bless the Lord. So God is good, y'all. He's just really good, and maybe I was able even to witness to him. I told him, you know, blessing the Lord, going to church, hallelujah, to praise the Lord. So you all continue to stay with us. We got our pastor coming up. He's going to bless us with a word today, to bless us, to keep us, to guide us. And after church, I have a little something for us, so please stop by or get with me after church. I love you. I love you, Facebook. I hope y'all come in to visit us here on at Bread of Heaven Church, 2430 Jefferson Street. Come and visit us. Be with us. We'll love you to life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, those that are away, that are listening. And as we would stand, those that are in the sanctuary, would you please stand as our pastor comes forth to give us a word. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's such a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful, hallelujah, everywhere present, unchanging, majestic, loving, very much longed for, in the name of Jesus we come. Lord, we ask your blessing on this place. Lord, as we stand in this place to give you glory, as we lift up your name, hallelujah, and stand in awe of you. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. Lord, thank you for the new mercy that got poured out on your people. And thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for having such a glorious name in the earth, Lord. When times are hard, we have somewhere to go, Lord. When we don't know what to do, we have someone we can trust, Lord. Hallelujah. When our minds are going in more than one direction, Lord, we have a word and a promise we can stand on. And Lord, we ask that you bless, Lord, bless everybody under the sound of my voice, whether they're here naturally, in person, or remotely, or may even listen later, Lord. But Lord, let your blessing, hallelujah, flow in this service, Lord. Lord, we thank you for those, hallelujah, who are praying for us. We thank you for those who love us and who wish us well and who call on your name and mention us in their prayers. And Lord, we ask that you just have free reign today. In Jesus' name, amen. And while you're standing, if you would, take your sheet. You should have a two-sided sheet. Same scripture, one in King James, one in the New Living Translation. So let's go to page 2, the New Living Translation, familiar scripture. Hallelujah. Matthew 1, verse 18-25. This is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife, but he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus. You may be seated. We trust that God will bless the reading of his word. And the message is basically taken from the whole passage, but verses 21 and 23. 21, and I'm back to the King James, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins." There's a promise, hallelujah, in what the angel is saying. And then verse 23, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. And the topic is simply the Christmas promise. The Christmas promise that there would be a son born. Hallelujah. His name would be Jesus, which means Yahweh or the Lord saves. And then he would be called, not as his formal name, but he would be referred to as Emmanuel, God with us. In that is a promise of salvation. In that is a promise of God being with us. We find through the scripture that he will never leave us or forsake us. So the promise, the Christmas promise, is simply Jesus. But he brings so much more. Hallelujah. He is the Word manifested in the flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 14 of John, the first chapter, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That meant he pitched his tent with us. Hallelujah. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. When we celebrate Christmas, when we celebrate, hallelujah, Jesus coming into the world, pitching his tent with me, we have to understand that Jesus was born. Hallelujah. But the Word was never born. The Word always existed, but the Word became flesh, praise God. Hallelujah. In the fullness of time, the scripture tells us, when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. We're talking about Jesus. But he was manifest in the flesh. Timothy, 1 Timothy 3, 16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of God, godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, hallelujah, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Then we go over to Isaiah, who was quoted in that where it says, a virgin shall conceive in the passage, but in another passage, we find for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, Isaiah 9:6, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. He's going to have authority. He's going to have opposition, and his name shall be called. Hallelujah. Who are we talking about? The son. Hallelujah. The child. But the child shall be what? Called wonderful. Counselor. Get this. The child, the son, shall be called the mighty God. Hallelujah. The everlasting father. The prince of peace. Hallelujah. And so he was manifested in the flesh. They called his name Jesus because he came to save. Hallelujah. They referred to him as Emmanuel. And we're talking about Jesus Christ. Christ is not his last name. Christ is a title. Hallelujah. And Christ means, hallelujah, it's the Greek form of the Hebrew word Messiah. Hallelujah. The anointed one. Hallelujah. The one that was promised. The one, praise God, that is the fulfillment of the Christmas promise. Hallelujah. We read in scripture that our God, hallelujah, is so big that the heaven of heavens cannot contain him. Our God is so awesome. Hallelujah. Praise God, that we do not have the words to describe, praise God, hallelujah, the grace that we walk in. We cannot even explain the joy we have because the scripture says it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. We cannot even talk about the peace that we have because it's peace that passes, surpasses, exceeds, hallelujah, praise God, all things that we can imagine in our mind. And that's part of who Jesus is. That is part of the Christmas promise, praise God. And the Christmas, I hate to break it to you, Christmas promise is not what you think Santa Claus is going to bring you, praise God, hallelujah. It is what Jesus brought, hallelujah, to die a substitutionary death for us, because there's a holy God that required a payment for sin, and through grace we didn't have to pay it. Hallelujah. The Christmas promise was that Jesus would pay it. The Christmas promise was that one who had the chromosomes of heaven in his blood would die for us. The Christmas promise is that although he was born in lowly condition, hallelujah, that he would be someday be recognized as our Savior, as our King, a priest after the order of Melchizedek, a King, hallelujah, that had power, who would be called the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our great high priest, who can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, Jesus the Christ, hallelujah, despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, hallelujah, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And when they brought him to the temple, hallelujah, to fulfill the obligations of the law, we had two old people in the church, praise God. Simeon, hallelujah. He said he was waiting for the consolation. He's waiting for the promise of Christmas, waiting for the consolation of Israel. The old lady in the Anna, the prophetess, it's hard to figure from the scripture exactly how old she was. She was married for 7 years, then she became a widow, and then it says that she, they used the term 84. We don't know if she lived 84 years after her husband died, or she was 84 years old at this time. She's old, okay? And she said she looked for the redemption in Jerusalem. And they couldn't get her. You know, we got some people, praise God, that maybe like to linger in the church afterwards, praise God. I get excited for those people. I love it when people hang around the church. But they said she was in the church day and night. They couldn't get her to go home. She's waiting, hallelujah, for the redemption in Jerusalem. She's waiting for the Christmas promise, hallelujah. And then when it came, praise God, the Lord, there would be occasions, like in the 19th chapter of Luke, when the Lord was dealing with a short man called Zacchaeus, and the man was so excited that he climbed a tree like a child, hallelujah, so he could see Jesus over the crowd. And they had this encounter, and Jesus said, come hang out with me, praise the Lord. And then in verse 10, the word of God says, Jesus said, and the Son of Man is come. Hallelujah. The promise is here. Hallelujah. The things the old prophets spoke of, the thing the angels desired to look into, according to Peter. Hallelujah. It's here. Praise the Lord. It's here. Hallelujah. The promise of Christmas wrapped up in a baby in swaddling clothes. This baby, hallelujah, God wrapped in flesh. God manifested in the flesh. God with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Held all the hopes and dreams of all the ages. Hallelujah. And all the ages that would come after. Hallelujah. This one, praise God, little baby, praise God, was the Christmas promise, the salvation promise, the delivering promise, the healing promise. Hallelujah. For our souls, for our lives, for our children, for our grandchildren. Hallelujah. For the peace that we need to go through this rugged world. In a time when things are all turned upside down in the world and people are fighting. And if you leave this church, make sure you look both ways twice, praise God, because somebody might run into you and get out of the car and cuss you out. Hallelujah. And we're living in these times, and we got to have some peace come from somewhere. And financial things are going on in the world and in our lives, praise the Lord. And things we hope for and dream for, and the things that God showed us along the way, seems like it's unattainable because life gets hard after a while. But praise the Lord, hallelujah. We got some promises that we can stand on, hallelujah. We serve a God who loves us in spite of, praise God. He does not deal with us according to our sins, hallelujah. He doesn't punish us according to our iniquities. He gives us a chance, hallelujah, to repent. Hallelujah, and to receive the victory, to receive the promise of Christmas. Hallelujah, and there is a name given under heaven whereby men must save. There's only one name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. Acts 4:12, that is the name of Jesus. Praise God. Jesus after he began his ministry, began to talk to them, began to tell them that, you know, I can make you free in the 8th chapter of John. They got upset about that because they intimated, and they intimated right, that he was calling them slaves. Hallelujah. And they said, we free. We come through this long line, hallelujah, of ancestry. And we are free. Hallelujah. And then he began to talk, and then he got down toward the end of the chapter. It's a long chapter. And it's about verse 56 or verse 58. And Jesus said in that scripture, before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. Before you even knew about the promise. Hallelujah. Before anything was ever created. Before Adam ever showed his face on the earth. Hallelujah. But before the foundation of the world, I loved you. Praise God. Before you and your grandmama and all of them came into existence, there was a promise of Christmas. There was a promise of deliverance. There was a promise of salvation. There was a promise, hallelujah, of hope in this world. There was a promise, hallelujah, that God would wrap himself in flesh and take care of the business of a substitutionary death because, hallelujah, he loved us so. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And in this chapter, we find something. I'm going to get to a point here in a second. Just stay with me. Hallelujah. In the genealogy in the first chapter of Matthew, we find some ordinary people. Maybe some least likely people in the line of Jesus Christ. Rahab, described as a harlot. Tamar, who got involved in some incest. Ruth, who was a Moabite. Hallelujah. Not in the line of the Jewish nation. And Bathsheba, we know the story of her committing adultery. And what about your life? What about the ordinary things in your life? What about an ordinary stable? Hallelujah. Nobody would have ever picked, no prophet, nobody would have ever picked that the Savior of the world would be born in a stable. And that the only cradle he would have would be what they called a manger, a trough for the feeding of the animals. Nobody would have guessed that. Hallelujah. Nobody would have guessed, praise God, hallelujah, that all he would go through. We got some hint of it in the Old Testament prophetic utterance, chastisement of his peace, but by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. A man of sorrows, well acquainted with grief. We got some clues. At the end of Isaiah 52, he's marred, he's described as marred more than any man, hallelujah, but yet, hallelujah, somehow they did not understand it, they did not get it, praise God, there had to be, praise God, a revelation, there has to be a manifestation, and that's why, praise God, hallelujah, although his blood was good enough to die for us, they could have taken him from the cradle and shed his blood, and that blood would have had the same power. He had to grow up. He had to have a ministry. He had to tell us why he came. He had to do miracles that nobody else could do. He had to speak to the wind and the waves, hallelujah, and have show his command as God in flesh over the creation. Hallelujah. He had to heal people. He had to bring Lazarus forth, hallelujah, out of a grave after he had been in decay, praise God, just by the power of his voice, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He had to demonstrate, hallelujah, who he was because there had to be a revelation.
There had to be something that they could earmark and tie into the Old Testament prophets and say, this must be the very God. This must be him. This must be the Redeemer. This must be the Jesus. Even when he talked, he said, no man ever talked like this. Praise the Lord. There was something about him, praise God, hallelujah, that was not just prophetic. It wasn't just he was a good preacher. It wasn't just that he could bring a good message. It wasn't just that he knew the Old Testament. He was God wrapped in flesh, hallelujah, and he dwelled among us. I love the way that word is translated. He pitched his tent with us. He cried. He got hungry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that we could get the promise, the Christmas promise, the salvation promise, the deliverance promise, and then the beauty of God being with us. When our hearts are broken, he's with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we are so weary, hallelujah, we're trying to find a way to throw the towel in and quit. Hallelujah. He's still Emmanuel. He's still with us in our trouble, in our insecurities, in the uncertainties of this world, in the times when people we love didn't love us back well. Hallelujah. When there was trouble in our hearts and trouble in our family and trouble in our bank accounts, praise God, he was with us. Hallelujah. The Christmas promise was with us. Hallelujah. The one, hallelujah, that the old prophets look down through the generation. He's with us. He's with us in 2024. He's with us, hallelujah, when we wrong. He's with us when we right, praise God. And he knows how, hallelujah, to hide us, to reconcile us, to heal us, to bring us to a place of deliverance and to break those snares. Hallelujah. The bear traps of sin. The bear traps of addiction. The bear traps of unforgiveness. The bear traps of prayerlessness. Hallelujah. He's able to stand there. That old stuff. Those generational curses. Those things that come down through your family. Praise God. He's able. Hallelujah. A family that came into the world, hallelujah, then your prediction over your life was that you would be a drunkard, hallelujah, but God, hallelujah, said not so, hallelujah, I am with you, I am with you, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, and there's a promise, hallelujah, and today we're calling it the Christmas promise, that a Savior would come into the world to save us, so that we might live a delivered life, a powerful life, a life of joy, a life of praise. Hallelujah. That we might learn how to forgive people. That we might learn how, through the pardon he has given us, to pardon somebody else. Hallelujah. Would it be shocking to you to know how many people are walking around, grown folks, hallelujah, still haven't forgiven mama, still haven't forgiven daddy, still can't forgive uncle them, still, hallelujah, gripped, hallelujah, in prison, hallelujah, by something somebody did to you some years ago or months. How many people are snared up in all that, hallelujah, and do not know that there's a way out, that do not realize that what we're talking about is real, and that this God we serve, hallelujah, tabernacled with us, dwelt among us, that we might see his glory and give him glory and go, hallelujah, from pain to praise, from hurt to hallelujah, from wounds to worship, from generational curses. curses, hallelujah, to higher ground in him. Because when our heart is overwhelmed, Psalm 61 says, he'll take me to a rock. That rock is Jesus. That rock is the Christmas promise. That rock is the hopes and dreams of all the ages, the old man Simeon and the Anna, the prophetess, and the ones who waited for the redemption and consolation of God's people. And today, complex, it's a complex world that we live in. It's ever changing. Hallelujah. We got AI, artificial intelligence. We got all kinds of things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We got stuff in our house that'll talk to us and say, it's time to fix dinner, you know. Of course, that thing talking to us won't lift a finger to fix dinner for us, but maybe after a while, they'll do. Hallelujah. And it's easy in the way things are going so fast to think about a stable. We're not thinking about stables. We're thinking about, okay, I need a new app on my phone. We're thinking about complex technological things. We're not thinking about a barn. We're not thinking about that there was no room at the inn for Jesus. We're not thinking about how much room there is at the cross for us. Hallelujah. We're thinking about our lives. We're trying to get through the day. We're trying to do what we're supposed to do. We're trying to meet obligations. We're trying to be there for people. We're trying to do things. We're trying to raise children to bless grandchildren. We're trying to love on our husbands and love on our wives and to be, hallelujah, what God has called us to be and to be an ambassador for Christ. Praise God. But sometimes, hallelujah, going back to that manger, going back to that stable, going back to this very young teenage 13 or 14-year-old girl who had a baby, and she was a virgin. As a virgin, she sung the lullaby. As a virgin, she had labor pains. As a virgin, she had this baby. She brought him forth, the scripture says. Hallelujah. Praise God. And there was trouble. We find out that they got word through another angelic message that her relative Elizabeth, in her old age, was having a baby. They got word. She went to the hill country of Judea to visit her relative Elizabeth. Hallelujah. And she greeted Elizabeth. And Elizabeth was 6 months further along with John the Baptist, and she said to Mary, at your greeting, just you saying good morning or whatever, peace be unto you, the baby leapt in my womb. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because somehow, spiritually speaking, hallelujah, the Christmas promise meant something in the spirit. Hallelujah. And the Lord blessed, and the Lord delivered, and the Lord, hallelujah, made a way. But they still did not know who he was. Because if they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But what does this promise mean for us in 2024? In the time of wars and rumors of wars, in the times of earthquakes and fierce hurricanes and forest fires that threaten whole communities, hallelujah, all kinds of change happening, icebergs melting that have been there since anybody knows, hallelujah.
We're in a world of change. And what does it mean for us? Hallelujah. Why is this stable still important? Why is this child born in humble conditions so important? Why is it so important? Hallelujah. That this child who at age 12 said, I must be about my father's. Why is that so important? Why we got threats of nuclear war and all of this going on? Praise God. Hallelujah. It's important. Hallelujah. Because we did not come into this world to stay. That we are passing through. And we need to make our calling an election sure. And there is a Savior. He's the Christmas promise. He's the 2024 promise. And whatever year you were born, he's that promise. Whatever year your mom and them were born, he's that promise. Whatever your grandmama and all of them were born, he's that promise. And whatever year your children and grandchildren were born or will be born, he is the Christmas promise. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is our helper. He is our deliverer. He is our only hope. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, hallelujah, but for a season, for approximately 33 years, he walked the earth. He went through the kinds of things we go through. They spat on him. That's how they thanked him. When he was on the cross, he said, I thirst. All they gave him was gall. That's the only refreshment they gave him was gall and vinegar. They whipped him in his back. They laid his back open, praise God. They laid him his back open for our sins. Hallelujah. They plucked his beard out. They pierced his head with a crown of thorns. Hallelujah. They pierced him in his hands. Hallelujah. For our practices. They pierced him in his feet for all the places we went we should not have gone. They pierced him in his side. Hallelujah. For all of the wrong stuff that's in us. The lust. The attitude. The pride. And they pierced him in his head with that crown of thorns for all our messed up thinking. For thinking that we can be good, that we can work our way to heaven, that we can be such a person of high integrity and morals, hallelujah, that what Jesus did for us is not necessary. I don't have to accept it. I don't have to step into it. I don't have to cry out and ask God to fill me with the power of his Holy Ghost. I don't have to be baptized in the only name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. I can just be a good boy. I can be a good girl just as if there had never been the Christmas promise. Jesus came as the light of the world, the light of our trouble, the light of our families, a deliverer, breaker of curses, breaker of generational problems that we can't, that are too big for us without his help. Hallelujah. And I really can't speak for everybody here, but I think you are glad for the Christmas promise. But it's good for us to be reminded of what he did and how he came and how they mistreated him. Hallelujah. And they killed him like a common criminal. Not only had he not committed any crime, they could not find. And in the 2,000 years that happened, nobody has ever been able to find one sin he committed. Hallelujah. And all God's people said, all God's people said, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless your word, sanctify it, multiply it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the Christmas promise. On the strength of the word.